As soon as we start studying Torah, right from the first pasuk, it says, "Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz." In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens and the earth. As soon as you start learning that and reading that first pasuk of the Torah, you become aware that there is a creator and a ruler over the universe. And Rabbi Yeruchim Lubavitz says, you learn from here that the first awareness of learning this pasuk, recognizing that there's a Borei Olam, already makes a major change for you for the rest of your life. You realize that there's a reason for everything. You realize that the world has meaning. It has purpose. Because if there's a creator, then means that he creates for a purpose. And he created us for a purpose. Without meaning in life, you could accomplish a lot. You could have a lot of health, Baruch Hashem, and wealth, and fame, and fortune, and live a very long, healthy life, but you'll have a strong feeling that something is missing. Because something is missing without the true meaning of what life is all about and why you were created. If you don't have that meaning, there's no real enjoyment. There's no real satisfaction. Yes, you could have moments of fun, but they're short-lived. After that, there's emptiness. Nothing matters. But when you internalize this awareness that there's a Borei Olam, that there's a creator of a universe, then you start seeing plan and purpose. It's g'day to learn the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, the second Shar HaBechina, which talks about how you could recognize the Borei from the creations of the world. Both his wisdom that is manifest everywhere in creation and his goodness, his kindness, and his compassion towards us, his creations, that he created a good world. Not only a good world, it says, V'hine toi ma'oid, a very good world. And then there is meaning by this realization. There's an inner glow. There's a drive for spiritual growth. There's a drive to connect to the Creator who created all this and created you specifically. And when you have this realization, then you will live with the reality of the Ribbono Shel Olam day in and day out, every moment of the day. Then your life has inner richness. A true maimon in the Creator is a fortunate person. He is a lucky person. Everyone should envy such a person who recognizes the Borei Olam, who sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every flower, in every tree, in every blade of grass. He sees the design of Creator in every living creature when he looks at his own body. Mipsari echeze eleka, from my flesh I see the Ribbono Shel Olam. He sees something special in every human being. He sees something special in every single life. And no matter how it unfolds, it has purpose, it has meaning. He appreciates the world as a matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us and is giving us. And he looks forward for Nitzchias, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. He gave us a great gift. He gave us a neshama, and he told us, your neshama I created, yes, but it's forever and ever. You're with me forever. And even after we leave this world, we have Olam Haba, and it's forever and ever. This chesed is endless. This should fill us with joy, with meaning, with purpose, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment of the day. And the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what gives us tremendous simcha. And in Growth Through Torah, Rezalik Pliskin, he brings down, Rav Moshe Feinstein, he once spoke at a siyum in a small shul. He gave a hadron. And one person recalls listening to it. He was a teenager then. And he didn't understand the whole hadron, but one sentence he remembered, that he said that people destroy their children by always repeating, it's a shver tzayin ayid. People destroy their children by saying it is hard to be a Jew. But no, it's not hard to be a Jew. It's beautiful to be a Jew. It's joyous to be a Jew. And when Rav Moshe said it, he remembers that his face was glowing with pride and happiness when Rav Moshe said those words. And the listener recalls that he when he heard this from Rav Moshe, filled with pride for his Yiddishkeit. And people dream what they would do if they would suddenly acquire a great sum of money. They think how they would spend it and how it would change their life. But the truth is, you need to use that money, whatever you receive, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what fulfills you with the money you receive and the goodness that you receive. And when you devote your life to fulfill Torah, you will find so much meaning in your life that you will live in reality with a true simcha, a true joy. The next pasuk, Va'aretz Yisayu Va'avayu V'choshech Apnei Sahayim, the earth was empty, was void, there was darkness upon the waters. And then finally, Va'yomahash Elikim Yihi Or Va'yir. And Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light. And Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah brings down what the Chofetz Chaim used to say on these psukim, that these psukim at the beginning of the Torah teaches us and gives us tremendous chizuk in times of darkness. At the beginning of the creation of the world, it was completely dark, without any hint of light whatsoever. You can't chase away darkness with sticks, with axes, with force, but you just kindle one small candle and the darkness is gone. So when the whole world was full of darkness, one statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, simply saying, Yehi Or, let there be light, is sufficient enough to light the world. This idea is taught to young children as soon as they begin studying Torah. And although there are times when the world seems to be in darkness, in spiritual darkness, it endangers us, our existence, there's always hope. In one instance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send out His word and there'll be great life. This is a lesson to us that whenever we feel a yush, whenever we feel a despair, it's only because you tell yourself that right now it's terrible and it's hopeless. But at such moments, you do not need to feel that way. You do not need to feel that way. You can always hold on to the fact that there's a magnificent light within. That the choshech, the darkness itself, is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. But so whenever you feel that darkness within you or around you, keep on saying to yourself, Vayehi Or, Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. And by repeating these words over and over, you'll begin to feel the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through your neshama. Even if your situation impersonally stays the way it is, you will experience the light. Even within the darkness, you will experience the light. You will have the strength to deal with any situation that comes because you will see and feel the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Avigdor Miller used to touch on the pasuk, Vayara Lekim es kol asher osa vihine toima oid. Hashem saw the whole world, everything Hashem made, and behold, it was very good. And Rav Miller used to say that with one who does not know what he possesses, then he is poor. If you purchased an empty lot and built a house on it, and you live there for 30 years, and one night a telephone rings, and you hear an old voice, that I'm informing you that I'm the last survivor of a group that buried a chest of precious stones and gems and diamonds in the premises where your house now stands, and I'm about to die and I wish you to know this. How much simcha you would have, you wouldn't be able to sleep, you're wealthy. But the truth is, the whole 30 years you were in that house, right underneath you, there was an unclaimed treasure that was always there to begin with. So what made you happy today instead of 30 days earlier? The knowledge that you possessed. You didn't know that you had that diamonds underneath the house till now. Now, 30 years later, you know, you were told, now you're happy. So what does this tell you? This tells you that the knowledge of what you possess, that is true ashiris. That is true wealth. That is true joy. If you're unaware of what you have, or you're only slightly aware of what you have, then you don't actually possess it. That's why the Gemara in Be'ah, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, says that when you give a matana to another person, you need to let him know. So in other words, when you give a person a watch, for example, don't remove the slip that states it's crystal, 17 jewels, shockproof, waterproof, anti-magnetic, or whatever. You let that slip of paper be there, and he could read it, and he'll enjoy the gift more. He sees the quality of that watch. The same thing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives this world to us. He gave us a world. And at the end of it, he tells you, he's telling us, Vayar Elikim Eskol Asha Osa Vihine Toy Ma'id. He created, everything he created was very good. And therefore, we need to be happy. We need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very often, we lose sight of the fact of how great this world is. And our awareness of it creates that strength, creates that deep recognition in us, how great the world is, and what a chesed it is to live in this world, and what a matana it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to live in this world, and to do His will, and to keep the mitzvahs, and connect to Him, and to be able to pray to Him. And finally, together with recognizing the Borei Olam and how good He is, and His kindness of giving us to the world, from where it says, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, He breathed into him a breath of life, Vayodom l'nefesh chaya, and he became a living soul. As soon as you read this pasuk, you recognize that every part of your body, every single thing about you, your body and your spirit and your neshama, is a spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your personality, everything. You should deem yourself, Rav Shamshel Fall Hirsch says, he wrote a book called 19 Letters. He says, from reading this pasuk and contemplating on it, you learn to deem yourself holy. You are a nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a special from the highest creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We breathe into you a holy neshama. It's very important to know, because on one hand, anivus, humbleness, is very good, but people suffer from something that is not humbleness, but it's a feeling of inferiority. That's not humbleness. But when a person lives with the reality that he's created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the world and of the universe, he will feel positive about himself. He won't feel inferior. He won't be arrogant either, because he recognizes that all the gifts that he receives and he gets is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But he will feel enough healthy and Torah-dika pride in being a Tzelem Elikim and act accordingly. The Chazon Ish gave a lot of time and attention to a certain young person and had Torah talks with him, talked to him, spent time with him. And they asked the Chazon Ish, you know, this person was insolent, he was not refined, why are you spending so much time with him? And the Chazon Ish explained, he comes from a very poor family, so I have to be very special to talk to him in a soft way and act with him compassionate, because at times he feels inferior, insecure, and that is why he acts this way, which is a fascinating thing to understand. And when many people, when they misbehave or they show anger or they show insolence, inside they're feeling inferior or insecure. And the Torah teaches us that we need to raise a person up in his eyes, to have a positive influence on his entire character by raising him up and saying, you're a nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're a Tzelem Elikim. The same Torah that teaches us Va'anoichi off of the Efer, the same Torah that teaches us that we are but dust and ashes, that we're nothing, also gives us encouragement and elevates us by saying that we are a Tzelem Elikim. Chayev Adam Loime B'Shvili Nivra Olam. A person needs to know that he was created, the whole world is created for me. Not to be arrogant because of it, but to feel a joy and a privilege and a pride in the fact that you have a Tzelem Elikim and you're here to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidai u'v'atzmai. Even dressing nicely, not fancily, but nicely, or being on time to things, or acting in a refined manner, it seems trivial, but every single thing you're doing, when you're doing that, marks a respect, a sign of Kedusha, a sign of respect, and a sign of respect for your own Tzelem Elikim. So value that Tzelem Elikim. Value the fact that you're a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from the highest creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and act accordingly, because it's a joy and it's a privilege. So to reiterate the lessons that we learned in this year, awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He created the world, gives us life and gives us meaning. That's Bereishis Bara Elikim Es HaShamayim V'Sa'aretz. There is a Borei and He created the world. And He's compassionate and He's kind and He has wisdom. And you see the creation and Creator in all of the creations, and that should fill us with joy and with meaning that we have a purpose in life. And then but Yi'ar means there's light. Even when there's darkness, the one little candle lights up an entire room. Yihi'ar. Even in the darkness, you recognize and see the Ur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu until you feel it in a real tangible way. And to remember, like what Avigdor Miller said, V'nei Ma'ay, the world is a wonderful place. And we need to be happy. And show Akar Satoy for the wonderful world he has made for us and he allows us to live in. And again, the Shar HaBechina of Chayvus HaLevavos, the second Shar, is Kedai to learn, to recognize. He goes through the Bria and explains the wisdom and kindness of the Bria that allows us to show that Akaras HaTayv and to recognize how great the Bayre is and to connect to him and to realize we are a Tzelem Elikim. Achelik L'kami Mal Mamash Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim, and act accordingly as a creation and the most beloved creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A guten Shabbos.